Peter Greste was reporting on the anti-government protests in December 2013 when he and his two Al Jazeera colleagues were arrested. He was released following a presidential decree allowing the deportation of foreign criminals. His colleagues, Mohamed Fahmy and Beha Mohamed, remain in a Cairo jail, along with at least 11 other journalists. The release of Peter Greste should not disguise the basic rights violations still taking place, says Nicholas Pearshaw of Amnesty International.
It's a poisonous air for free speech at the moment in Egypt. This case is just the tip of the iceberg. We have over 40,000 people, activists believe, detained as part of a sweeping crackdown on dissent.
Al Jazeera is funded by Qatar, which is a backer of the Muslim Brotherhood. After the 2013 military coup in Egypt, which ousted the Muslim Brotherhood government, Cairo has fought a power battle with Qatar, says Michael Stevens, head of the Royal United Services Institute in Qatar.
The three journalists were basically the three victims of a larger power play. And I think it was very obvious that Al Jazeera was seen as the prong, if you like, of Qatari influence within Egypt.
The release of Peter Greste is a symptom of improved relations between the two rivals in recent months, largely brokered by Saudi Arabia, says Stevens.
It's something that I think that a number of regional players really couldn't accept. The two were sort of forced to try and reconcile their differences, forced to compromise.
With the rise of the Islamic State terror group in the region, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's hard line against political Islam has won international backers.
People who like secular values, particularly in the West, they've got their tongues wagging now, thinking that Sisi is the great reformer. The Emiratis are also sending out similar notes on that, you know, with that regard. So I think Qatar felt itself a little bit squeezed out on the edge here.
Egypt's tough stance against the Muslim Brotherhood was underlined Monday when a court upheld death sentences against 183 alleged members of the group who were convicted of fatal attacks against police. Nicholas Pearshaw of Amnesty International says the trials were wholly unfair.
This is a despicable decision. It's another sign that Egypt's criminal justice system is spiraling rapidly out of control. We've had over 400 people sentenced to death in these kinds of mass trials.
Peter Greste, meanwhile, has pledged to work tirelessly for the release of his journalist colleagues. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.